Good morning. We call these short talks we've been giving in the morning encouragement talks. When I was thinking about what I might say, I thought, what would I find encouraging right now? And I reflected on a reading that's in our sutra book. So I'm going to read it once all the way through and then read it again with a few words of commentary. The reading is The Misunderstanding of Many Lifetimes by Hongzhi Zengui from Cultivating the Empty Field. Emptiness is without characteristics. Illumination has no emotional afflictions. With piercing, quietly profound radiance, it mysteriously eliminates all disgrace. Thus one can know oneself. Thus the self is completed. We all have the clear, wondrously bright field from the beginning. Many lifetimes of misunderstanding come only from distrust, hindrance, and screens of confusion that we create in a scenario of isolation. With boundless wisdom, journey beyond this, forgetting accomplishments. Straightforwardly abandon stratagems and take on responsibility. Having turned yourself around, accepting your situation, if you set foot on the path, spiritual energy will marvelously transport you. Contact phenomena with total sincerity, not a single atom of dust outside yourself. Emptiness is without characteristics. Illumination has no emotional afflictions. With piercing, quietly profound radiance, it mysteriously eliminates all disgrace. The word that really catches me in that passage is disgrace. How awful. We are disgraced when we have totally screwed up. And what's more, we totally screwed up publicly. Surely we have to get rid of that. We have to purify ourselves of that somehow before we can enter the way. That's not what this passage says. To me, it says we bring even our worst screw-ups, even the worst things we've done, we can bring with us on the path, to the way. We may still have to live out the karma from what we've done in the relative world, but it's not an obstacle to starting on the path. The way has space, even for our biggest mistakes. The next line, thus one can know oneself, thus the self is completed. The word self has a lot of problems with it in Buddhist thought, since we're also taught that there is no essential self. I think that the self being referred to in this passage is the big self, not our little karmic selves, personal identities, but ourselves as co-arising with the rest of the universe. As we enter emptiness, we know ourselves as co-arising with the rest of the universe. Ourselves are completed, not just this boundary of our skin and our personal identity, but completed, extending through all time and space. We all have the clear, wondrously bright field from the beginning. I think it was Carol who talked about greeting people with the words, treasure yourself. Yes, we all have this treasure. We all have the clear, wondrously bright field from the beginning. When we bow to each other, the one brightness acknowledging the other brightness. So passage goes on. Why do we not realize this? Why do we wallow in our disgrace? Why do we not feel, see that brightness? It goes on to say, many lifetimes of misunderstanding come only from distrust, hindrance, and screens of confusion that we create in a scenario of isolation. A few weeks ago, I talked about a modern metaphor a modern version of some of the metaphors that Dogen uses about a person sitting next to a curtainless window inside with a lamp on as evening falls. The screen of confusion in this passage is much like that window. If our light is on inside, if our self-power is on, we try to look out the window and all we see is our own reflection. All we see is our own projections, our own projects. We don't really see the rest of the world. Also, if the light's on, we know that people outside looking in could see us, so we're self-conscious. That's our screen of confusion. We can't really be in touch with the world. All we see is ourself. If we can dim down that light, we can turn that light off. Now when we look out the window, we see the Dharma light, the vast moon light that covers everything. We see the world outside ourselves, and that Dharma moonlight is reflected by our window. Passage goes on, with boundless wisdom, journey beyond this, forgetting accomplishments. Turn off the light. Forget about yourself and trying to build it up and what you've accomplished. Get in touch with the rest of that Dharma-lit world. Straightforwardly abandon stratagems and take on responsibility. Interesting line. Abandon our stratagems, I assume being our stratagems about building ourselves up, including trying to be good, trying to be pure. Those are stratagems. And we also need to take on responsibility. We need to respond. A number of people have talked in these troubled days about our responses to the pandemic, our responses to systematic racism. We need to respond, but not in the sense of trying to get to an accomplishment. We are not responsible for how things turned out. We feel very inadequate if we think we are responsible for how things turn out. But we do need to contribute our own response. The next line, as the nugget of the encouragement I really find in this passage. Having turned yourself around, accepting your situation, if you set foot on the path, spiritual energy will marvelously transport you. The little visualization I usually get with this is like standing on a, stepping onto a moving sidewalk at an airport. You know, you're walking around on your own power and then suddenly you're walking around or you're advancing on without that effort. And I don't know about you, but I often don't sense this. I don't feel marvelously transported. But I think that's because the usual way in which we feel like we're getting somewhere, the usual way we feel like we're advancing, is because we're marking distances with our accomplishments. Okay, got that done. Okay, got that done. Okay, achieved that. That's how we know we're moving forward. But that's the small karmic self. And this passage tells us to forget accomplishments. So here we get into entrustment and faith. Maybe we're not going to feel like we're being marvelously transported. But this passage is telling us, if you set foot on the path, spiritual energy will marvelously transport you. If we dim that little light of our self-power, we actually tap into that vast, all-pervading brightness of the moonlight, of the Dharma. The last line, contact phenomena with total sincerity. Not a single atom of dust outside yourself. When we tap into this big self, beyond our little karmic self, not a single atom of dust is outside. When we sit in Zazen, we have an opportunity to contact phenomena with total sincerity. If we're doing breath practice, we contact our breath with total sincerity. We really say, I want to get to know you. What's going on? You are important. We are acknowledging that breath as the most important thing right now. If we are practicing shikantaza, the sound of the leaves moving in the wind, the light of the candle, the honking of the horn, the pain in our knee, we contact all of that with total sincerity. The thought passing through our head, we don't need to get engaged in the content of that thought, but we engage. We contact that thought with total sincerity. How do you arise? How do you fall away? Contact phenomena with total sincerity, not a single atom of dust outside yourself. The bright light eliminates all disgrace. Spiritual energy will marvelously transport you. I hope you find that encouraging.